Welcome back to the show. Evan Bray, great to have you here. We're going to go into another half an hour of open lines. We had to cut it short just with the scheduling. The only time we could get Mayor Cynthia Block on between her schedule and ours was at 9:30. So we paused open lines to have a half an hour conversation with Saskatoon's mayor. And now we open the phone lines back up and happy to chat about whatever you would like, including maybe you want to chat about one of the topics that we discussed with Mayor Cynthia Block. Happy to talk warming shelters and taxes. Clearly, the two big topics on Saskatoon taxpayers' minds. I look at the text line. Those were the two themes, which is two of the themes that we got to in our conversation with the mayor. Big Rider game, of course, Grey Cup 2025. The 112th Grey Cup happening in Winnipeg this weekend. The Riders and Montreal. I know Rider GM Jeremy O'Day was on the Green Zone yesterday and talked about what a win would actually mean for the Riders.
You've been in Saskatchewan for 26 years. What would this victory mean for the organization, for the province?
I think it'd be huge. I think it'd be, what they deserve. You know, we have a fan base that is very loyal to us, that stands behind us, and a chance for us to give back to them what they've given us.
It's funny, Locker. Both Jamie and Locker, of course, doing the show live, the Green Zone live all week from Winnipeg. Locker on the loose, out talking with people in the community. There's a number of people in Winnipeg, even though they might be Bomber fans at heart, in this Grey Cup, are cheering for Saskatchewan.
Hate to do it, but I got to cheer for the Rough Riders.
Unfortunately, I'm cheering for Saskatchewan.
Cannot bring myself to cheer for the Alouettes.
Unfortunately, it'll be a good one. And will you be one of the people sitting somewhere on a lawn chair outside the Canwood elevator? Canwood, Saskatchewan, just west of Prince Albert. The leader from Attakakoup Cree Nation who had actually used the Canwood elevator to project a couple of the Blue Jays games is now going to do the same thing for the Grey Cup game. So there will no doubt be a lot of people that will bundle up, sit outside, and watch the Grey Cup there. It's a cool idea, even cool just for those that will be driving by and see that on there as well. But lots of people making Grey Cup plans for the weekend. All right, phone lines are open for you. Text lines are open, 1-877-332-8255. A number of people saying it's good that Foreign Affairs Minister Anita Anand didn't try and broach the topic of trade with the United States in her meeting with Secretary of State Marco Rubio, basically saying they don't have faith that things wouldn't get screwed up. I saw a couple of texters saying that was marching orders from the Prime Minister for her not to talk about it. There's no question in my mind, looking at one here from Dale in Saskatoon, another one from Brent in Regina, essentially saying the same thing. I'm still amazed, not in a good way, that we would have a foreign affairs minister who would meet with the U.S. Secretary of State, knowing what the challenges are right now between our two countries, and trade wouldn't even come up. That sounds more like neglect than anything else to me, but number of people saying they're not surprised at that. 1-877-332-8255. I assume that we would still have some people wanting to talk about civic affairs out of Saskatoon. We just had Mayor Cynthia Block on, and Carrie in Saskatoon is on the line wanting to do just that. We're talking property taxes. What's on your mind, Carrie?
Good morning, Evan. Cynthia Block, or Mayor Block, hasn't been totally honest, in my view. She's voted for the tax incremental financing plan. The plan itself states that there will be a tax burden on the entire city. And if you remember, Evan, you had previous Mayor Charlie Clark on, and he actually admitted that openly on the air with you. So I'm wondering why Mayor Block is reluctant to this day to admit this.
We didn't talk about that incremental financing plan today. It didn't come up anyway. I mean, we talked about a lot of initiatives, but we didn't talk specifically about that.
No, but the overall tax implication for her, that it will cost, if you listen to her comments when she was talking with you, that it will cost the entire city to move the arena from where it is now to downtown. That's a proven fact. And, I mean, if we're going to do it, we have to at least be honest about the discussion, and she will not enter into an honest discussion about what she's already voted for.
There was a number. Thanks for the call, Kerry. There was a number of people on the text line that are worried when you see an 8.23% property tax increase in 2026. Now, that is a could see in terms of an increase. It's not a guarantee, but they're putting out some projections right now. 2026, 8.23, 2027, 5.95. So, yeah, significant for people that are already feeling a cost of living crunch, and we talk about that a lot on our program as well. 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are open. You got something you want to talk about? I'm happy to hear what's on your mind. Let's go to Murray in Regina. Thanks for calling in. Murray, what do you got for me today?
Well, thank you. I have a little bit of a pet peeve, and I've tried to reach out to TSN and also to the writers, and I've got nowhere, and so I'm hoping to air my
grievance.
Right. TSN has an advertisement for Spotify where the league is trying to promote the young fan to come to the game, and yet one of the songs that they are promoting is "I Want to Get Drunk." Now, what kind of message are we sending to our young fans? Where do we draw the lines?
Right.
If someone was to say, "I want to get stoned."
So that's the song that plays during the ad, Murray?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the song that they're advertising and trying to promote.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get drunk. And, I mean, I would think as a police chief that that might cause some concern. Maybe I'm reading too much.
No, I know what you mean, though, Murray. I mean, it's those little things are important to pay attention to. The song matters. That song was clearly picked for that commercial. So whether it's trying to convey an attitude or whatever, but your point is it's missing the mark.
Well, I think so, especially if we're trying to promote the game and get young people.
Yeah.
They're watching the game,
yeah.
And guess what? They're getting mixed messages.
Yeah, quite well taken. Quite well taken. Do you have a prediction while I got you on the line for Sunday?
Well, how can we go against the green and white?
I like that you were disgusted by the fact I even asked the question, Murray. That's good. Thanks for calling in. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, let's go back to the topic of civic taxes in Saskatoon. Wayne wants to jump in on the conversation. What do you think, Wayne?
Well, I'm a little puzzled, sir.
Over
the tax hikes. Is the city not growing like a crazy? I've seen it. All the new buildings and developments going up. The city's growing. The tax base has been growing for years, and yet they don't have money. They got a bigger tax base than they did 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and the city just likes spending our money. And that's all they do. That's all they want.
It would appear to me, I mean, that clearly the needs and the spends outweigh the money that's coming in if we're looking at a 8.23% tax hike for 2026. Some big projects on the go. And I think that was the basis, Wayne, of a lot of the texters' questions is, you know, why, when we're having this cost of living crisis, are we doing all of these things like a library and a new rapid transit system and these types of things?
Yes, you're right. In fact, the rapid transit system, maybe I'm just not sharp enough. I wonder what's going on. They build these big platforms. They're going to have platforms all over the place, and it's going to be faster. I don't get it, but
it's causing a lot of consternation. I feel like we could do an hour program just on that rapid transit system because there was a lot of text coming in talking about various different angles. It's reducing streets. It's narrowing lanes. We're losing turning lanes. So there are definitely people concerned about it.
And losing parking spots downtown.
Parking spots, yeah.
Going downtown is just not what it used to be.
Mm-hmm. Well,
do you know that they've built or how much they spent on that solar paneling off Circle Drive heading south?
I don't know what they spent on. I've had a couple of calls. People don't like it. They feel like it's an eyesore. But do you have the total?
I wish I did because solar paneling is not cheap and they always keep improving the technology, and you pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
And what are they going to power with that, too? I don't know. They're doing a lot of stuff that no one knows what they're doing. But anyway, I would not bet against the Riders, even though they really don't do good against Montreal in the Grey Cup.
Well, we're not going to talk about the 13th man, Wayne. We're not going to talk about that.
Okay. Well, I would say 19 to 18, the Riders.
Oh, wow. An early prognostication. It's not even Friday at noon yet. Thanks for calling in. 1-877-332-8255. Let's stay on civic taxes and budget. Let's go to James in Saskatoon.
Hi.
How are you today, James?
Good. The last guy that called in about, you know, a saturation point, I couldn't agree with him more. We've got way more taxpayers. We should have enough money to keep this city alive without a surprise budget raise every single year. Mm-hmm. But what I really wanted to say was it snows in Canada every year. That's not a surprise. But our snow removal budget seems to be underfunded every year, and it's a surprise when we have to clean the streets and we're going to have to dip into reserves. They got to do a proper snow budget. That's a reality.
I feel like I could take callers from last year's open lines and drop them in here when it comes to snow budget, because it seems like we have this conversation every year. And I think that's the point James is trying to make. Okay, let's take a break. I've got a full slate of callers on the line and lots of texts coming in as well. Open lines going until the bottom of the hour here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. One of our callers in the last segment was frustrated with the song that was chosen for a TSN commercial about the CFL. It's aimed at getting support out, more people out to games. The younger generation frustrated that it was referring to drinking in the commercial. Kirk in North Battleford tells us what the song is. It's actually the song Drunk Right Now by Josh Ross. It's catchy, and he's Canadian. That's why it's on the commercial, says Kirk. Josh Ross is Canadian. We've had him on our program. Joined us on the show. Not that long ago. He was opening up. Was he opening for Jelly Roll? Was that who it was? I think it was. He was opening for Jelly Roll. That's why we had him on the show. But anyway, Kirk, thanks for weighing in on that. Lots of people. Boy, I'll tell you, this Saskatoon tax increase is weighing heavy on lots of people's minds. A text here from Doug in Saskatoon talking about affordability and tax increases. Doesn't feel the mayor answered the question properly. Basically saying, when is the city going to put a stop to projects we can't afford? Library, link, deed, goes on and on. Let's stop the excessive spending and costs will come down. Another text here, Nick in Saskatoon says, regarding the calls about confusion around city projects, Nick says, I want to point out anybody can go on the city website and sign up to receive emails asking for their opinions on projects along with explanations. So Nick, thanks for pointing that out as well. Back to the phone lines. I'm going to grab one more call on civic taxes before I move on to another topic. I'll go to Justin in Saskatoon. What do you think, Justin? These taxes bothering you?
When I ran for city council last year, I almost verbatim said that this is exactly what's going to happen. We have councillors that came in telling everybody that they're going to cut taxes, and they won't. They can't. They're pinned against a wall from previous administrations. They have pet projects. They have surveys that just came out that cost $25,000 to find out that 398 people want another tax so that we can address homeless. We need to stop spending money. It's that clear. Stop spending money. Stop building projects. But then they'll say things like, well, if we don't do it now, then we're just pushing it down the road. And I always said this. Yes, I would love a half a million or a $2 million house, but if I can't afford it, it's still going to be just as expensive later down the road. We can't just keep, I can't expect to get free money from people so that I can have a better living. Start listening to the people, start listening to the constituents, and stop all this crap.
Stop the spending, Justin says. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, I want to grab a couple of calls here quickly before we wrap up. Yogi and Moose Jaw, I was critical of the fact that our Foreign Affairs Minister, Anita Anand, met with the U.S. Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, and didn't even bring up trade talk. What are your thoughts on that, Yogi?
Okay, well, my thoughts on it, it sounds like you're using the, you know, we listen to the media, you know, TV, and that you're using the conservative talking points from the last couple of days.
On the fact that she didn't talk to him?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't heard the Conservatives say that, but I just feel like it was a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
Well, quite possible. I want to make one more point.
Sure.
Evan. Yesterday you had Warren Steinle on?
Yeah, yesterday at 9.
Yep. About that? I think you would have been better off to get somebody from the media on the Hill, because you could get any one of those MPs on there. They're not going to tell you that some of their conservative friends are going to leave. I thought that they're not going to tell you the truth, because mm-hmm. they're not going to let it out.
I don't know that anyone knows the true answer. We could get someone, and we often do get, you know, Stephanie Taylor, for example, to join us on the program, or some of those legislative reporters or parliamentary reporters, pardon me, from Ottawa. And we will get them on, but trying to get a bit of an insight as to what is the discussion inside the party. But often there are, your point is well taken, Yogi. Often there's party lines and talking points that they very seldom will sway from. I want to grab one more call on the notion of the conversation that didn't happen between Anita Anand and Marco Rubio. Herb in Regina, are you surprised that it didn't come up?
I'll make this very quick, Evan. No, I'm not surprised. As a matter of fact, no deal is a good deal on trade right now. You know, now that we're talking about the Jeffrey Epstein files and having Trump in the company for several hours, you know, in the company of somebody who was being sex trafficked, we're going to see this evidence come out fast and furious. This guy is a wounded deer, and all it takes is just one person to finish him off. You know, this is. This is going to be very interesting in the next year.
It will be. I don't disagree with you, Herb. I mean, there's all kinds of ancillary topics bubbling around Donald Trump. Doesn't change the fact we need a trade deal, and doesn't change the fact that I feel our Minister of Foreign Affairs should be wanting to and authorized to, because if that's the case, she was told not to, that's a separate topic. If we can't trust our foreign affairs minister to have a conversation on trade, then why is she even in the position? If we can trust her, then why isn't she having the discussion? That's the point I was trying to make there. Okay, well, lots of people worked up today on open lines, which is good. That's what we're all about. That's why we give you the opportunity. We're going to take our break. When we come back, a possible economic opportunity for us in Saskatchewan that doesn't follow traditional lines. We'll have that conversation with our guest next here on 650 CKOM 980 CJME.